नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
इन जनवरी 1981, 200 दलित फैमिलीज एट मीनाक्षीपुरम इन तमिलनाडु रिबेल्ड अगेंस्ट अपर कास्ट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन एंड कन्वर्टेड टू इस्लाम, सेटिंग इन मोशन अ चेन ऑफ इवेंट्स व्हिच कल्मिनेटेड विद द डेमोलिशन ऑफ बाबरी मस्जिद इन अयोध्या। इट्स बीन 25 इयर्स सिंस द बाबरी डेमोलिशन। So today, we look at the turn of events in one of the most tumultuous phases of politics in independent India. We tell this story through the lives that got entangled in the gushing torrents. Some went on to become powerful politicians, others still are ready to die as ordinary car sevaks for Ram Temple in Ayodhya. Our first chapter, Such a Long Journey, is about the Dalit boy who laid the foundation stone of the Ram Temple. 9 November 1989 was the auspicious day chosen by top Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS and VHP leaders to perform Shilanyas and lay the foundation for the proposed grand temple at Ayodhya. Early that Wednesday morning, VHP leader Ashok Singhal's close-eyed Rameshwar came looking for Chopal. Singhalji has asked for you. Leave everything and come along, the 34-year-old full-time RSS Pracharak was told. At the Shilanyas site, very close to the disputed structure, Chopal was accorded the coveted seat beside Singhal. The second chapter is about Ram and Sharad Kothari, the brothers who laid down their lives for Ram Mandir. Aged 22 and 20, they had cleared first 2 years of the 3-year RSS training course. Like many RSS activists, Ram and Sharad also decided to respond to VHP's call for Kar Seva. On 20th October 1990, they told their father Hiralal Kothari of their plan to travel to Ayodhya. I started crying when I heard my brothers were going to Ayodhya. They had promised that they would be back to attend my marriage, says Purnima, their sister. Were the Kothari brothers martyrs or victims? In the third chapter, two people recall the fateful day of 6th December 1992. One of them is a riot victim. Another one brought down the masjid. Sharad Sharma of VHP was part of the mob that had descended on Ayodhya in the winter of 1992. He recalls the chaos that he, as a 13-year-old, saw unfold before his eyes. But more significant perhaps is the story of Tahir Wagle, whose son, at the peak of communal violence, was beaten and shot dead in front of his family, not by raging mobs, but by local police. His father, tired out during the last 25 years of fighting for justice, now wants to give up. If gates aren't locked, God forbid, anything can happen in the country. Babri Masjid demolition, the most significant social event in post-independent India, was also the toughest assignment for media in this country. Journalists had to report from the field, from Ayodhya and from several other cities where mass anti-Muslim riots broke out following the Babri demolition, at great risk to their safety. This chapter is about how the press covered the Babri demolition. The lock on the main gate of the disputed site was removed on 1st February 1986. That is almost 15 days after the decision to reverse the Supreme Court judgment in Shah Bano case. The last chapter is about the ghost of the Shah Bano case. In other news, Law Commission Chairman Justice Balbir Singh Chauhan, in an exclusive interview to CNN News 18, said that uniform civil code is not possible and not even an opinion. Read this interview here. Do you know how Shashi Kapoor got his name? Here's the interesting story behind it. It would not be wrong to term Ajinkya Rahane as the man of all conditions. The middle-order batsman has played 24 matches overseas and scored 1,817 runs at an average of 53.44. That includes 6 centuries. But the Mumbai batsman hasn't fared very well in Indian conditions. Read full story here. Here's an open letter to Rahul Gandhi, the 5th Congress president from the Nehru Gandhi family. You have had a difficult childhood. You witnessed the violent deaths of your grandmother and your father. For the last 19 years, you may have been educated and guided by your mother in the ways of politics. As and when you become the president, the apprenticeship will end, though not the guidance and advice. Read the full story down below. On Reel, the Kharwa community, Gujarat's fishermen, may snub the BJP after Bharat Bhai Modi, a Kharwa leader and BJP worker, was suspended from the party after bringing forth grievances of the community in a Rahul Gandhi rally in Porbandar on November 24, 2017. Our first series on the political peg is on the 2017 Gujarat elections. Watch it here. That was all for today's news break. Stay tuned on CNN News 18 and news18.com for more updates. Till the time we meet again, it's your host, Bacha, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.
Let's see it.